In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor calls attention to a proposal that could affect local ecosystems.
In the past couple of years, I have twice called attention to how wastewater treated by the Urbana-Champaign Sanitary District supports aquatic ecosystems and other wildlife in the streams where it's discharged. Here's how I characterize the Copper Slough downstream of the Southwest Treatment Plant. Great blue herons and mallards are regulars there, as is a pair of belted kingfishers, which nest in the bank nearby and noisily patrol the stream corridor. In the pool below the bridge live masses of some fish that tolerate fairly degraded waters. But there are fish with higher standards there, too, among them some decent-sized largemouth bass, as well as an occasional snapping turtle. And here's what I wrote about the saline branch. One measure of how well the Northeast Treatment Plant does its job is the diversity of aquatic life that thrives downstream from it. Witness the discovery there this year of a fish called the big-eyed chub. It's a species that hasn't been found in Champaign County since 1899. My purpose when I wrote those descriptions was to celebrate the progress we've made as a community through the efforts of the sanitary district. There was a time when the discharge from our wastewater treatment plants did more harm than good for streams, but the case is now reversed. Indeed, a reliable flow of treated wastewater is essential for the survival of many of our headwater streams. That's because our urban and agricultural drainage systems move water off the land so quickly in the spring and early summer, there's little or nothing left for streams in dry periods. I bring this up today because trustees of the sanitary district are now considering a move to divert part of the water discharged from the plants in Champaign and Urbana for sale to a fertilizer plant proposed for Tuscola. Also in the offing is an arrangement through which the sanitary district would be paid by the operators of the coal mine proposed in nearby Vermilion County for guaranteeing a certain amount of discharge into the Salt Fork River system. The chief proponent of the sale is Rick Manor, executive director for the sanitary district. He is sensitive to the importance of discharge from the plants for the ecosystems that depend on it, and when we spoke this week, he assured me any contract to sell water would guarantee a certain amount to the stream, regardless of the wants of a buyer. He also emphasized that some portion of funds generated by water sales would be dedicated for local, in-stream habitat improvement projects. Others, including people affiliated with Prairie Rivers Network, have raised important questions about the environmental impacts of the sale since it came to light. One of these is whether it makes sense to base thinking about a sale on bare minimum flows needed to maintain ecosystems rather than adopting a more conservative approach. But those concerned have also asked that the sanitary district consider the broader environmental implications of any sale as well. They see a potential conflict between conservation of the Mahomet Aquifer, which we're already depleting, and the demands of industrial users. You're invited to learn more about this important issue and make your voice heard on it at a public meeting being convened by the Urbana-Champaign Sanitary District next Wednesday evening. For details about that, please follow the link on the Environmental Almanac webpage.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as Communication Coordinator.